This morning on the way into work, I take my normal route. I was on that highway. I'm not sure what that highway is, but it's in
He's only been driving it for a year and a half.
For a year. It's in Cedar Grove.
And you guys talk about
it
me.
It goes to Highway 70, right? So as I'm driving along, my nice peaceful morning drive in front of me jumps Bambi, right? A deer.
Big Bambi.
Runs out in front of me. I have never hit a deer before. I've thought about what that would be like because I've heard of people who will like try to swerve and they head off the road. Mm-hmm. So I knew in my head that if I was ever faced with this, that I was just going to hit the brakes, try the best I could, but I'm not swerving all over the road, right? Because I don't want to wind up in the ditch or down the side of this hill where I was.
So, you got a truck, top heavy. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So I hit a deer this morning. I have never hit a deer in my life. I told Tad I used to deer hunt when I was younger. Now I'm more of a fisherman. I've never killed a deer until this morning. I wasn't so good with the bow and arrow, but with the GMC Sierra.
Hey.
I'm one for one. Yeah. So in all this madness, first of all, everybody in my family is asleep when this happened. This happened about 5:15, right? Mm-hmm. So they're all asleep. Couldn't get anybody. So I called my father-in-law because he just hit a deer recently. Because I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, what do? Do you call
somebody with experience?
Do you call the sheriff? Do you just wait and call your I didn't know what to do.
Did you kind of scoot it to the side of the road and go on?
I tried to call my buddy Patrick, who's a truck driver. I knew he was up. He didn't answer. So I called Jody.
I know.
Jody's husband.
Because she is a perfect example of person under pressure.
Jody's husband is a member of the Tennessee Highway Patrol, right?
Right.
So I thought, she'll know what to do. So in all this madness, Jody helps me become more manly. And here's why. I said, look, I may need you to get me because at that time the bumper was knocked back, so it was rubbing on one of the front tires. So I said, I'll let you know where I am. Let me see what I can do. And so we're talking. So while we're on the phone, I literally go like a NASCAR pit crewman, and I start yanking on the fender, and I pull it off the wheel. I was like, this is awesome. It's like Jeff Gordon, baby. Yeah.
Go.
Right? So that's a pretty manly thing to do.
Yeah.
So Jody's like, well, look, you just be careful. Take it easy. If you either make it home or make it to work, just let me know. I can come pick you up. You know, I know where you are, just up Highway 70. I can get you. I'm like, okay, great. I will let you know. I think I'm okay, though, because I'm not leaking any fluids. You know, I popped the hood. Everything looks good. And I'm like, okay, great. Jody then finishes the conversation with this line. And when she said it, it was like echo. Like it was like so it just stood out. And I kind of had that moment where I like went, oh, no. She said, oh, did you move the deer off the road? And I was like, do I have to touch this thing? I have to go back and touch. I was like, no.
Road.
She's like, did you move the deer off the road? I'm like, no, I don't want to touch it. I'm sure it's not in the best of shape right now. So literally.
You grabbed something and pushed it over.
I drove back. Because when I hit it, I started going real slow. I was like, that just happened. I just hit a deer. I didn't think. And I stopped maybe 200 yards down the road. And that's when I got out and started checking everything. Uh-huh. So I turned the truck around, drove back real slow, hoping by some miracle she had come back to life. And she ran off on her own and went to be with her family and everything was good.
But that didn't happen.
Okay. Right? She was still laying there. So I turned the truck and came back to where my lights were shining on her. And I thought, oh, no, I have to get out and do this. Because Jody has a good point. If you leave it in the road, somebody else might hit it.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm all about safety, right?
Exactly. So I thought,
this is all Jody's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out. I put on a glove because I had some gloves, you know, in my truck. And walk up to the deer real slow. And literally, like, I'm like, I don't think that she's breathing. I mean, you know, I don't. So I like tuck.
Make some loud noises.
Yeah,
see if it'll wake it up.
I did like, hey. And so I stuck my foot out and like touched her on her hoof. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
And she didn't move,
she
obviously.
Didn't move.
So then it was literally like, grab it real quick and run off the road. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm touching it.
I am so proud
of you.
Get up.
Ew.
You are such a girly.
This is why we do this.
We be men. Oh. Why can't we be men?
Why can't we be men?
Why can't we be men?
I just think about that. Like me, like, ooh. So I apologize to my wife and my parents this morning because that's obviously not the most manly thing to do. Hey, the good news, I'm okay.
You're okay. That's what matters.
Thanks for your help, Jody.